Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
A man cannot find a place of acceptance with God through any act of his own, apart from the applied righteousness of Jesus Christ, which he has imputed to his elect in all ages, by his redemptive work manifested on Calvary's cross. All men shall perish in their sin. He alone is the Savior of sinners. As Paul said, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." There is no redemption outside of that which is forever sealed to the elect of God by the glorious purchase which he procured by his blood. He has thereby put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterward be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster, to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. He has thereby fulfilled the law. Some are still trying to put Christians under the lash of the law by laying duties upon the freeborn sons of God. Yet Christ has completely fulfilled the law, and forever removed its principle of sin and death from the Christian. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. He has been made our sanctification, and we are complete in him. He has, by the shedding of his blood, given his people a hope that fadeth not away. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Though the skin worms destroy these bodies and they go back to the dust from whence they came, we shall be raised from the dead in a glorified body not subject to decay. We are witnesses by the gift of faith of his resurrection, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. Do you have this hope?